every Halloween, we dress up like monsters. We put on fangs, throw on costumes, and laugh at the shadows. But what if the real monsters are the ones hiding under the bed? What if they're hiding inside us? The jealousy we don't talk about, the bitterness we justify, the anger we think we've buried. The truth is, we all have a dark side, a version of ourselves that comes out when we're hurt, scared, or pushed too far. And most of us spend our lives running from it, pretending it isn't there. But here's the truth. The only way to stop being haunted by your monsters is to look them in the eye.
Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, a Recycle Corn podcast self-help series. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and tonight we're stepping into the fog. We're going to talk about your shadow side, the parts of you that hide from others, and sometimes the parts you even hide from yourself. Because growth doesn't come from love and light. It comes from learning to walk through your own darkness. Every monster has an origin story. In the movies, it's usually a curse, a betrayal, a tragic accident. But in real life, it's not all that different. Your shadow side is built from pain that never got processed. The version of you that got mocked, ignored, or misunderstood. It didn't die, it adapted. It learned to survive by becoming something sharp. Maybe your anger was once your only defense. Maybe your control issue started as protection from chaos. Maybe your pride was the armor you wore after too many people made you feel small. So no, your monster isn't evil. It's just hurt. And when you realize that, the fear starts to fade. Because the monster under your bed was really just you, waiting to be seen. We like to think our darkness disappears when we ignore it. But denial doesn't starve the monster, it feeds it. Every time you swallow your feelings instead of expressing them, it grows. Every time you gossip, project, or lash out instead of reflecting, it grows. Every time you blame others for what you refuse to face, it grows. The monster feeds on avoidance, because when you won't sit with your pain, it finds another way to speak. Through anger, defensiveness, jealousy, or even self-sabotage. The scary truth? You can't heal what you refuse to admit exists. The first step to taming your monster is saying, "I see you. I know where you came from. But you don't run the show anymore." So how do you make peace with the dark? This part is hard, because it means facing yourself without flinching. It's admitting that you're not always the hero in your story. That sometimes you've hurt people. Maybe not on purpose, but it happens. Sometimes you've been selfish, and sometimes the villain was wearing your face. But here's the redemption arc. Owning your darkness doesn't make you bad. It makes you whole. The goal isn't to kill the monster. It's to integrate it, to become one. Your anger can teach you where your boundaries are. Your jealousy can show you what you truly value. Your fear can remind you what matters most. You don't have to exile your shadow. You just have to understand it. Think about it. In every good story, the monster is there to test the hero, to make sure they're ready for the next level. And you, well, you're both. I want to leave you with something simple but powerful, a reflection ritual. When you're alone, stand in front of a mirror, look yourself in the eye, and say out loud, "I see every part of me, the light, the dark, the messy middle, and I still choose me." You don't have to love every piece of yourself yet. Just acknowledge it. Because the moment you can see your true monster without fear in your heart, it stops being a monster. Real strength isn't about pretending you're perfect. It's about facing what's real, even when it's uncomfortable. So the next time you catch a glimpse of your shadow, don't look away. That's not something to fear. It's an invitation to understand. Because the truth is, monsters only stay scary in the dark. This has been Unshuck Yourself. I'm Ben De Leon. Thank you for tuning in this Halloween season. I hope I was able to help you in some small way to become a better version of the person you were yesterday, even if it was just a quick smile. Halloween is my favorite holiday. Not for the monsters, but for the freedom we have to express ourselves the way we want to, either by dressing up in cute or sexy outfits, or by becoming the very creatures true nightmares are made of. And facing down those nightmares, the ones in our heads, I mean, is where our true strength lies. Just remember, the bravest thing you'll ever do is face yourself and still choose to grow. Take care, everyone. Be safe out there, and we'll see you next time on Unshuck Yourself.